Well, I consider it a privilege and an honor to tell the Lord's people how God come in and saved my soul. I'm not the longest saved one on this platform. It's Brother Louis here. But I'll tell you how the gospel came into our family and how God saved me. About 1935, a man came to our house, and his name was Robert Atkinson. And the reason he came was that my father had co-signed for a note for a so-called friend. The friend had defaulted on the note, and my father was responsible to make the payments. And so Brother Atkinson came to the house, and I remember standing there at the door talking to my mother, and as she made the payment, and he told her, or she told him, that the next time that you come for your payment, you'll have to come over on East North Street as we're moving. And Mr. Atkinson said, "Oh, that's nice." He says, "That's just a half a block away from the Gospel Hall." So we moved, and at that time, there was no Sunday school. So a boy of 6 years old, I went occasionally to the gospel meeting. But during a series of meetings in about 1937, my mother came to a series of meetings held by Mr. McBain and a man by the name of Robert Crawford, no relation to Brother Norm. And during that series of gospel meetings, my mother got saved, and about 1938, she was received into fellowship in the assembly. Now, about that time, Mr. McBain said it was time that the assembly in Jackson had a Sunday school. So I went to the first Sunday school that they ever had had. And of course, two of these brothers here were there too, Brother Ed and Louie. So I went to the Sunday school, and I'd go to the gospel meeting at night. And as I got older, I quit going to Sunday school because I thought the world really had a little bit more to offer than what I was getting there. So it was about, I was 14, 15, and I quit going to Sunday school. Then in 1946, they were going to have a series of gospel meetings in a schoolhouse north of Jackson on Territorial Road, and Mr. McBain was going to be there, and he brought a young man from Toronto by the name of Norman Crawford. And Norman was 18, I was 16. So Norman, I sat during that series of gospel meetings, and I sat back there with Brother Ed in the back on a cot while the men were preaching their heart out. He and I were cutting up. So we actually got rebuked from the platform. But anyway, I got stirred up a little, but I put it off. And there's a scripture I'd like to read to you that bears, that means something to me. And back when I started going to Sunday school, it was a little gospel hall, and it was little, and they would curtain the classrooms off for the boys, and I would sit back there in the corner, and in that corner on a wall was a verse, and it's found in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, and this is what it said: "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man." So the series ended, in the little schoolhouse, and during that series of meetings, my father got saved. Now, up until this time, my mother was in fellowship, and she went to the assembly every week, and during that time, my father never, ever gave my mother a hard time about going. He encouraged her, if anything, to go. And so during that series of meetings in 1947, or 46, my father got saved, and I didn't. I was stirred up to a little degree, but yet I put it off, thinking, well, the world really did have something more to offer. And a year later, in February 1947, I was at home, and my father came into my bedroom and said, Mr. McBain and Norman Crawford are going to have meetings in the Gospel Hall. Your mother and I'd like to have you come, as you might get saved. Well, I'd known to a degree what salvation was, and I wanted to be saved, but it wasn't the most important thing on my mind at that time. But I started to go to this series of meetings held in the hall, and as I sat in the seats back in the far corner, we were within a few feet of that verse, and I said to the men as they were talking to me one night, what does that verse mean? And they said, well, it's just something like you, Bob. God's Spirit strived with you a year ago in the schoolhouse, and now he's starting to strive with you again. And if you continue to put it off, he might never do so again. Well, that got me thinking, and I did want to get saved, and I was like a lot of people. I thought salvation was like a math problem where you could figure it out and come up with the answer, but that didn't work. I figured, well, maybe a light would flash and I would get it all of a sudden, but that didn't work. So as I talked to them, they'd ask me to stay behind night after night, or I'd stay behind and talk to them, and then they'd take me home, and next night I'd go back. And I can remember one night they took me home, and we were sitting in the car in the driveway, and he was talking to me, and Mr. McBain says, you know, if the Lord comes, Norman here and I are going to heaven, and you can have our car. So as a boy at 17, a nice new car was a pretty nice gift. But I knew what they really meant. So night after night, I stayed and talked to them, and they asked me questions. And I remember one night, they was asking me questions, and I answered nearly everything they asked me. And they said to me, well, Bob, you know, there's going to be people in hell that know more about the Bible than you do. And so I stayed behind, and I talked to them night after night. And I came to the point where I really did want to be saved, and I just didn't know how. And I asked them, well, if Christ died on the cross and he died for me, why am I not saved? And then I didn't see no light. There was no math problem solved. I saw for the first time that Christ died for my sins. And for through simple, trusting faith, I accepted Christ as my Savior. And I can remember Brother Norman standing on the platform, the dear soul preaching his heart out, and he would have his Bible just like this. And anyway, that's how God saved me. I've been saved since February 23rd, 1947. I was baptized September 18th, 1947, was received into the fellowship of the assembly a few weeks later. And that's how God saved me, and salvation has been full and free ever since.